Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joaquin Andujar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Joaquin Andujar. And now, play ball. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Andujar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Andujar. Phillips scores. Milner moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabal moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabal moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Judsa and he is safe. Boisclair steals second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Boisclair scores. One out. It's 3-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Koosman moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koosman moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Paul Siebert now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Milner reaches second base with a double. Koosman scores. Phillips scores. Milan moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman is walked intentionally. Joe Torre pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Torre now playing first base. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koosman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koosman moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball into Milan, who tags Cedeno, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Watson scores. Roberts moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. It's 7-1, Mets. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-2, Mets. Jerry Devanon pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 2. the Mets will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Koosman hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Koosman, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Jutsa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jutsa. Kingman moves to third. Torre moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Jutsa for a passed ball. Kingman scores. Torre moves to third. It's 8-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin juggles the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Grote moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jutza takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Rondon now pitching. Wilbur Howard now playing center field. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Rondon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rondon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre juggles the ball. That's an error on Torre. Rondon moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rondon moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Leon Brown now playing left field. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jutza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boisclair, who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Jutza goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3 Mets. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Mets. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to third. Brown moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milan scores. Brown scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 11-4, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kingman scores. Torre moves to second. It's 12-4, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 4 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Gil Rondon. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roberts strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.